الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Amma ba'd. Respected scholars, elders, my dear respected brothers and young friends, mothers and sisters that are listening at home, we are living in a very ajeeb and strange moment. If we look at what's happening around the world with the various incidents, events, wars that are taking place, these are moments and times where one, you know, has to contemplate and start putting things into perspective. You know, the other day somebody asked me, I said, oh, these wars are happening, are we close to the Day of Judgment? The Day of Judgment must be close. It reminded me of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where one companion asked the Messenger of Allah, Mata Sa'a? When is the final hour? Matasa'a, when is the final hour? The response that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to that companion was, what have you prepared for the final hour? Didn't give him an answer that he wanted to hear, but what have you prepared for that moment? What preparations have you made for that day, for that inevitable day, that day which is going to come? And when is that day of judgment? When is that day of resurrection? When is that final hour? The ulama, they mention, your day of judgment is that day when you leave this temporary world, your day of judgment starts. That's when your resurrection starts. That's when your fate, your journey to the next life and hereafter begins. And during these times and periods, you know, that we see what's happening, we see the suffering and devastation and the mass murdering of Muslims taking place right in front of our eyes. Right in front of our eyes. It reminds me of a hadith. It's literally just come to my mind. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he was saying this to the companions. There's going to come a time where those that are against you will sit with each other like you sit on a dining table, and they will make plans against you. The companions asked, will we be large in number? Will we be more than them in personnel, or will we be less than them? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, you'll be more. You'll be more. But wahan will have entered into your hearts, hence why you won't be able to do anything. What is wahan? It's the love of this dunya and the fear of maut, fear of death. Once the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the masjid and he saw the companions and he was telling them that I don't fear that you're going to revert back to worshipping idols. That's not my fear for you. I don't fear that you're going to start worshipping idols again. But what I do fear is that the riches and the luxuries of this world will be presented before you and you will drown in it. The word of the hadith is mal. Mal isn't just money. It's everything which you can possess from a worldly perspective. We are large in number, but we can't do nothing. Why? Because the love of the dunya has instilled within us. The companions had no love for the dunya. That's why they left their comfortable homes in Makkah and Medina and they went far and wide, hence why me and you are Muslims today. They could have had it easy as well, yes? Living in Medina, the holy land, the holy place, Masjid al-Nabawi is just there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just there. Whose wish wouldn't this be to go and live in Medina? Whose wish wouldn't it be to die in Medina? May Allah give us death in Medina. Whose wish? It's our wish, isn't it? But the companions, they lived there. That was their home. But yet they left their home. Because the love of the dunya wasn't there. What was there? The love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. So in these times that we're living in, we ask a lot of questions. We question many things because we don't understand, or we don't have the capacity to understand. But we must remember one fundamental principle, one fundamental usul. Let this be embedded into your hearts and brains, that whatever happens in the dunya, in the world, it don't happen unless Allah wills it to happen. Everything is in Allah's control. Everything happens due to the will of Allah. Why it happens, we don't know the answer to that. But there is wisdom from Allah that me and you don't understand. Certain things happen in the world not for you to fall into despair, or not for you to question Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a little example of this with one of the mightiest prophets to ever live. Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is in the top five prophets. Top five. Out of 120,000 prophets, there are levels and statuses. Darajat. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Some messengers we give a higher rank than others. And in the top five is Musa alayhi salam. وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Ulul Azam. They are the greatest prophets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa and Isa alayhimu salatu wasalam. There were certain things that took place in the life of Musa alayhi salam that even he didn't understand. To cut the long story short, once Bani Israel, they asked Musa alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable? He said, I am. From one aspect, he wasn't wrong, because he was a messenger, and if you're talking about the slaves of Allah and the people, and the messenger is more knowledgeable than the non-messenger. But from another aspect, he gave the wrong answer. For someone on that level of piety and spirituality, they don't refer things back to themselves. They refer things back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, you said you're the most knowledgeable. You should have referred it back to me. Nevertheless, there is someone that is a slave from my slaves who has knowledge that even you don't have. He has knowledge that even you don't have. Musa alayhi salam said, who is this person? I need to meet him. Cut the long story short. So Musa and his khadim, Yusha, the Prophet Yusha alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ in Surah Al-Kahf. They go on a journey looking for this man. His name is Khidr or Khadir. You can pronounce both. Ulama, they differ whether he's a prophet or whether he's not a prophet. Nevertheless, so this is all in Surah Al-Kahf. Khidr alayhi salam, he does three things which Musa alayhi salam couldn't comprehend. What was the first thing? They were on a boat. The boat was fine. They were swimming. Not swimming. They were sailing. Musa alayhi salam, Khidr gets a hammer or an axe and starts making a hole in the boat. Musa alayhi salam, what are you doing? You're going to drown everyone. The condition that Khidr said, look, you can come with me, but one thing, don't ask me any questions. Don't ask me any questions. Whatever I do, just don't ask. Just follow. So Khidr, he makes a hole in the boat, Musa starts asking questions. Khidr says, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيَ مَنْ يَصَبْرَ. You're not going to be able to keep up with me. Well, Musa, sorry, I won't ask no more questions. فَانْطَلَقَ. So they went. Then they met, لَقِيَ غُلَامًا. They met a boy, little child. فَقَتَلْتَ. Khidr killed him. Musa alayhi salam said, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسٍ زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. Have you killed this little innocent boy? Khidr said, "Alam aqul laka innaka lan tastati'a ma'iya sabra." Khidr said, "They're not telling you, you're not going to have patience. They're not telling you, don't ask me questions." I'm sorry. I'm not going to ask. Then they, fantalaqa, they go. Hatta ila atiya ahla qariya. They come to a place. And they've been on a journey. Istat'ama. They seek food from them. Faaba. They refuse to feed them. When a mehman comes, you're supposed to feed them. Don't reject the mehman. But this village, they rejected to give them food. So they walked on, they went. As they carried on, there was a wall that was broken. Khidr fixed it for free. Musa alayhi salam said, "Why did you do it for free? You should have got a wage from it and we could have bought some food. This qawm, these people, they just refused us food. And you've gone and fixed it for them for free." Khidr said, "That's enough now. You can't carry on this journey with me. Because after every moment you're asking me questions, the condition was, don't ask, just follow." Musa alayhi salam said, okay. "But at least tell me why you did these three things. At least tell me why you did these three things." "Amma safina," as for the boat, "fakanat limasakin," it belonged to poor people. "Ya'maluna fil bahr," they work in the sea. "Fa'aradtu an a'ibaha wa kana wara'ahum malikun ya'khudhu kulla safinatin ghasba." What you didn't know is, but what Allah taught me is that there was a king in this locality, and what he does is, he takes every single person's boat that looks good, he takes it off them. He does ghasab of it. So I damaged it a little bit, so when that king comes and he looks at the boat, and this is damaged, I'm not going to take it. As for the boy, his parents are pious. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ فَكَانَ أَبُوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. That as for the boy, his parents are believers. They're pious. And this boy is going to grow up and he's going to be so disobedient that he's going to take his parents towards kufr. So I got rid of him. فَأَرَدْنَا أَنْ يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. And Allah intended to give them another child, to replace that child with such a child who will be the coolness of their eyes. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ, as for the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ, they belong to two orphans. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father used to be pious, he's died, and he left behind treasure for them, inheritance, and it's buried under this wall. If I didn't fix that wall, the people of the qawm, the people of the village, they would have come and taken this treasure, and this yatim, these two poor boys, they would have had nothing. Some things are not in your ilm, they're only in Allah's ilm and knowledge. What is happening now in Gaza, in other places of the world, they are beyond what we can comprehend. We don't know Allah's plan, but what we must believe in, that there is a plan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our job is not to question Allah, is to rely and have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having trust and then just sitting there eating donuts and doner kebab isn't the way. Allah don't teach us this. Having trust and doing something go hand in hand together. We all have a role and responsibility that we need to fulfill. We cannot fulfill like the Prime Minister. He's on another level, we are on a different level. Everybody has their maqam and everybody has their status and everybody has their level of influence. Each person needs to use their level of influence. Each person needs to use their level of influence. And then rely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that you don't do anything at all and then say, let's hope for the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't work like that. You want a job, you need to get up and do something about it. Instead of just sitting out thinking, "Oh Allah, give me a job and it's going to come from nowhere." It's not going to happen like that. You have to work, this is the dunya. This is Darul Asbab. You can't live a Jannah life in dunya. In Jannah, you can sit there, wish for this, wish for that. Within a second, it will be in front of you. But this ain't Jannah. This ain't Jannah. Not for us anyway. الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة للكافر. That the dunya, this earth, so long as we are on it, it is a prison for a believer. We are restricted. But وَجَنَّةٌ لِلْكَافِرِ, and it's a jannah for the disbeliever. Why? Because he does as he wishes, he does as he wants, neglects the commands of Allah. No problem for him, but for us that's a problem. So whatever level of influence we have, we need to do that, as well as relying in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not questioning Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is the one who has power over many things. Allah destroyed many zalims like Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, who had bigger influence, who did crazier things, and who did even worse things than we can even think of. But when their time came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took care of them. Zulm never remains. No oppressive regime ever remains. Look throughout history, and this is what history will teach you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand these important issues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid and help our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. Talking about Palestine and Gaza, tomorrow inshallah, there is a talk and a fundraiser here from Al Khair Foundation. Let me just get the poster up so I can read it to you. Inshallah, there's a event tomorrow, Pathways to Peace, Gaza fundraising event on behalf of Al Khair Foundation, 21st of June, 8:30 p.m. till Maghrib here at Masjid Al Farooq. So all brothers inshallah are requested to take some time out and attend inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, and in wherever they are in the world they are going through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them and give us understanding.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la Thank you.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان وفضل زمانا على زمان كما فضل مكانا على مكان وإنسانا على إنسان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا إلى الخيرات ومنها صوم عاشوراء يوم الحسنات ونهانا عن المنكرات ومنها ما ابتدعوا فيه من المخترعات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين قاموا الدين الواجبات منها والمندوبات وابتلوا الرسوم الجاهلية المحرمات منها والمكروهات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد حان يوم عاشورا للناس فيه معروفات ومنكرات الظلماء فمن الأول استحابة من الصوم فيه فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عاشورا أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صوموا عاشوراء وخالفوا فيه اليهود وصوموا قبله يوما وبعده يوما وكان عاشوراء يصام قبل رمضان فلما نزل رمضان كان من شاء صام ومن شاء أفطر ومن الأول إباحة وبركة استوثت فيه على العيال وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وسع على عياله في النفقة يوم عاشوراء وسع الله عليه سائر سنته ومن الثاني اتخاذه عيدا وموسما أو اتخاذه مأتما من المناث والنياح والحزن بذكر مصائب أهل البيت واتخاذ الذراه والأعلام وما يقارنها من الملاهي والشرك والآثام أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم أستغفر الله أستغفر الحمد لله الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا
من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدق حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاكم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة زائرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبه أحبهم ومن أبغض فبغضه أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أحان سلطان الله فلد أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، الملك القدوس، السلام، المؤمن، المهيمن، العزيز، الجبار، المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور، له الأسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. دعا فرمائے فلسطین غزہ کے مسلمان کے لیے، اور جہاں بھی مسلمان بیچارے پریشان حال ہیں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے، ظالمین کو ختم فرمائے، مظلومین نصرت فرمائے، اور جتنے بیمار ہیں تمام کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ کو تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ نصیب فرمائے، جو مرحوم ہیں ان کی مغفرت کی دعا کریے، ان کے لیے جنت الفردوس کے بہتر مقام کے لیے دعا فرمائے، اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو جو ہم زندگی عطا فرمائے تندرست صحت عطا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان صحت تندرستی کو صحیح معنی کے اندر صحیح وقت گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے، اللہ کے تمام احکامات کو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے پر ہم سب کو ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا خاتمہ ایمان کو نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو عنا. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وعانت الوجوه للحي القيوم، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير، نعم المولى ونعم النصير، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، ولساننا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.